Thank you for holding. Is this Jade?
Yeah, this is her.
Hey, Jade. My name's John. I'm the director here. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well.
I am home with my little boy, so you'll just have to bear with me because he's thinking he's a dinosaur these days.
Oh, I get it. My son's 15 months, so he's like, yeah.
Yeah, he just did too, so, yeah.
Okay.
He's
I'm getting there. Yeah, he's climbing on stuff and screaming back at me when I tell him no, so.
Yep. It only gets harder from here.
Yeah. Well, I know you were speaking with Lulu. She asked me to jump on the line to go over pricing and apply some discounts for you. Did you have any questions about the listing aside from just the cost?
Yeah, I mean, I kind of, I feel like just knowing a little bit more. I know we chatted briefly a while back, but definitely just like refresh my memory on kind of what it is exactly that we'll be paying for. And I kind of also need to understand like how I can measure our rate
success.
Of success. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so all of our clients get a tracking system that's hooked up to the first page placement. It's more compatible for the mobile platform in particular because if somebody just looks you up and then they dial your number into their phone from a PC, it's not really going to track that. It's only going to track the mobile devices like the iPhones, Androids, and tablets, which is, you know, it's about 85%. So there is a tracking system. It'll tell you, like, what they looked up, what zip code it came from, if that prospect turned into a client. And it'll save recordings, too, so you can have detailed information on what actually turned into sales for you.
I see.
Converted.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Would they actually be calling from your platform? Like, what exactly?
No. We're a Google partner, so we're listing you directly on the Google search results. So if they just typed in, like, dumpster rentals on Google, they'll be able to see you as a top option on the first page. It's a section right next to the map. It's called Google Places. You ever seen that before?
I have, yes.
Yeah, so they'll call you directly. It's a live call right off the first page of Google. We're not putting you on our site and then, you know, selling you leads or anything like that. It's just, we're just recommending
you.
Yeah,
but we paid for the Google ads, you know, like to be kind of whatever. And I just honestly wasn't very impressed with the, like, return on investment there. Like,
the
it just
Google
didn't
ads,
seem like it was...
Yeah, I mean, if you're not monitoring it, you know, it can end up costing a lot of money, kind of like pay-per-lead, pay-per-click. You know, if it's not being monitored properly, then, you know, those ones, they tend to bleed money-wise, you know. Also, the ads are different than verified local listings. They don't know if you're, you know, 5 miles from them or 500 miles from them. Anybody can put an ad anywhere. The local guys, they're pin verified on a map, and they have to be within a 30-mile radius of the customer. So most people actually bypass the ads. A lot of people
who
know
I
how
honestly
the ads
always
work.
Click on the map.
Yeah, exactly. A lot of people that know how the ads work, they don't want to charge that business owner for clicking on it if they're not even sure they're going to go with them in the first place, too. So, you know, we do also sell ads here, obviously, as a Google partner, but that's not what we're talking about doing for you. I don't want to bash it. You know, for some people it works. If you have a lot of money to burn through as a marketing budget, then it definitely works. You know, I have roofing contractors that'll put like $5,000-$10,000 a month into it and obviously see great results.
Yeah, my husband does that.
Yeah.
He, you know, he has a bigger contracting company, and that's kind of the route he goes as far as his like marketing and advertising budget.
Right.
Just like, oh, hey, I have like 10 extra grand to spend this month. Like, here you go. And then hopes that he'll get, you know, two $20,000 jobs that will cover it.
Right. Yeah, the more ground you cover, obviously, the more opportunity you're going to have, too. So that's, you know, the ads, they can be beneficial in that way, too.
I think for us, we're just such a, like, I mean, obviously, we have the opportunity to do bigger jobs with contractors, but as far as, like, residential customers, it's never going to be more than, like, a $5,000 job. So, like, and that's, like, on the very high end if they're going through, like, 5 or 10 cans, you know?
Yeah.
Well, on the daily. So for me, it just doesn't really make sense.
Yeah. So like the campaign that Lulu is requesting for you, it normally costs $5.99 on our website. She asked me to hop on the line to cut it in half. So, you know, if I approve the discount, you're basically looking at $2.99 or about $10 a day on a month-to-month basis. I mean, that's like, you know, one or two rentals.
Yeah. We were spending like $2.50 a month. $2 to $3.50 a month on Google ads, and I feel like we weren't losing money, but it wasn't very was not very lucrative. So that's definitely a doable price for me.
Yeah, and the benefit to this, too, is it's a package. Watch, let me actually show you the package. Do you get texting on this number?
I do, yeah.
Okay.
Wait, actually, if you want to text my cell phone, that might be better.
Okay, let me...
I don't know. Yeah, you guys called the company number. You can text that number, too, if you...
Oh, I already sent it to that number, though, so you should have it. Yeah, but what I was going to say is it's not just the Google listing in that $299 pricing structure. You actually have Facebook ads that you can get clients from, too. It's like a remarketing strategy, so it just kind of remarkets your ad to people who have looked for your services before. And then you also have first page placement on Bing, and you have a popular directory submission that we do. So you have like Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack, Merchant Circle, AOL, All Pages. I mean, it's an A to Z marketing campaign.
Yeah, it's like not just Google.
Yeah, exactly. And then it even has Amazon Alexa voice search. So, you know, if you're comparing that to Google Ads or even that Home Advisor by Angie's program that you're using, it'd be a lot better for you, you know, as a long-term marketing solution, not just now. You know, what are you setting aside
and
for Home Advisor?
I'm sorry?
What are you setting aside for, like, Home Advisor by Angie's? And do you even like that program?
It's funny that I'm having this conversation with you. Today I don't like it, but typically, yes, I like it. I've been very surprised that they've been as lucrative as they have been for us. We're definitely making a very decent return on our investment, but that's just in the first, you know, like, I'm not sure how it will all even out because I think they were pretty, like, lenient as far as giving credits for leads that went nowhere in the first month, and now they're being a little bit more stingy.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm wondering, you know, this next coming month, it'll be interesting to see what we make versus what we spend.
Right.
We're definitely at least going to break even. Like, I'm not worried about spending, you know, we're going to make what we spend. That's no problem. But I don't know that it will always be as lucrative as it was this past, like, the first month. You know, I think they're always trying to be a little bit more, like, lenient in the beginning. And then they're like, oh, okay, we can't give you credits for, you know.
Yeah, they try to get you on the hook, make you love it in the beginning, and then once they got you, you know, you're kind of stuck with them.
Yeah.
we're
not tied to anything, and we have spent, like, a pretty decent amount with them this past, like, you know, I set aside our budget as, like, $500 for the month, but
mm-hmm.
we definitely went a little over that, so, I mean, I don't mind spending the money if I know that I'm going to, you know what I mean? To me, it's not like about the budget. Like, I don't have an X amount that I could spend. It's about, like, making sure I make back X amount, you know?
Yeah. I mean, that tells me a lot, though. I mean, if you do well with that, I know you do well with this. The big reason I asked you how you were doing on that is because if you Google dumpster rentals in your area, just underneath the local map section where we're talking about listing you, there's a Home Advisor listing. It's the top organic search result. And it has, like, 10 different companies on it. So they're basically putting themselves on Google to get leads, and then that's what they're selling to you on a per-lead basis. So, you know, putting you up here, it would cut out that middleman and allow the customers to just call you as a live call off the first page. You won't have
to call directly.
Right. And then you'll know what you're spending each month. You won't have to worry about going over budget. It'll stay that $299 rate, you know, no matter how many leads or clicks or calls that you get.
Got it. That's like no. It's not a minimum or a maximum amount of calls.
Exactly. Yeah. So if they're charging you $30 a lead, you get 10 leads. You spend $300. You know.
Yeah.
With this,
exactly.
You get a lot more opportunity, and they're not as saturated either because you know they're not being sold to the other people who are buying the dumpster rental leads on that Home Advisor by Angie's platform.
Certainly.
So.
Mm-hmm. And my other question to you is there any kind of sign-up fee or contract that I'll be locked into, or is this just sort of like can I pause it at any time? Like if I'm, my dad and I that run the company, so if I'm not there to, like, handle these incoming calls or leads, no one is.
Right. So you will see in the fine print, there's normally a setup fee, and then we do ask you to give it at least 2 months when you're first starting a campaign with us before you, like, evaluate it. But what I can do is I can actually waive your setup fee for you, too, just to kind of get your foot in the door. So that way it's just a flat $299 out the door. I'm still going to ask you to give it at least 2 months, but it's a month-to-month service. It's paid 1 month at a time. So it's not like you have to pay, you know, $5.98 today. It would just be $299 month-to-month for as long as you're with us. And then it does state in our agreement and in our voice verifications that you could cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fee or penalty or anything like that. We want you guys coming back at your own will. You know, that lets us know.
Yeah. yeah, that sounds perfect. Yeah, I've had a few kinds of, like, different companies, like, you guys call, but she's definitely been the sweetest and the most, like, patient with me and dealing. Yeah.
Yeah,
she's been
awesome.
Great, honestly. I mean, I don't know her that well, but she's, as you can hear, I've got a lot going on. I run this business while I'm also running my kids, so.
Yeah.
She's called me like 3 times and I've been like, I'm so sorry, like, I'm in the middle of something, can you please call me back? Like, and she always.
She's awesome. Yeah. She never seems to, have a bad day. It's amazing. She's just like a little beam of sunshine. She's a little bit older than most of our representatives. But she's just kind of like, I don't know how to describe her. Lulu is awesome though. I love that woman.
Yeah, she's great.
Yeah, no matter what's going on at home, I come into the office and she's always just like so positive.
You know,
she's
she'll
grandma.
Be, yeah, she'll
yeah,
be happy.
I'm like, wow, how do you get through all this with so much positivity?
Right,
all the time?
Right. Meanwhile, I'm over here like, Jesus Christ.
yeah, no, I'm in your boat, where I'm like, okay, I'm going to go home, and then I'm going to find out what kind of zoo that I got into today.
Yeah, right. Yeah. okay, cool. Well, yeah, I'm definitely, I definitely want to go ahead and get signed up with you guys.
Okay, so I'm going to create your online profile. This is your Google Business page, and then we're going to submit a PIN verification letter. On the first page of Google, you can only have one phone number listed. Do you want to use this number that we're on right now?
Yeah, this is technically our business number. It's through Google Voice.
Okay.
So, yeah, go ahead and list that. It rings directly to my cell phone, so that's fine.
Okay, perfect. And then what was your last name, Jade?
Goodwin.
Goodwin? Okay.
G-O-O-D. Yep, Goodwin. G-O-O-D-W-I-N.
Okay, perfect. And then what's the business email address where I could send you everything in writing?
Yeah, you can just do my name, Jade, J-A-D-E, at roland-holland.com.
Okay. So Jade Goodwin at Roland Holland.
No, just Jade. Jade.
Just Jade at roland-holland.com?
Yep, R-O-L-L-A-N-D.
Okay, spell
dash
that. Oh, dash.
Holling, yeah, dash Holling, H-A-U-L-I-N-G .com.
Okay, and then what is the street address where I could send a Google PIN verification letter?
35095.
35095, okay.
County Road.
County Road.
439. I don't know if it would help that we already are Google verified.
Oh, yeah.
Or do you have to get a separate one?
No, that definitely helps. Let me pull it up here. I didn't know you already had one sent out. So you've already received the letter and input the 5-digit code?
Yep.
Okay. Okay. 35095 County Road 439, Eustis, Florida 32736.
Yep.
Yep. That definitely helps. Those PIN verifications take forever to come in the mail, so.
Yeah, I know. It's kind of handy. But yeah. Yeah, we did all that when we redid our website.
Oh, I'm happy you did that. It makes my life a lot easier. And then you're comfortable with the website being attached to the placement?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. Copy, paste. And then did you want to change your hours of operation or anything on the GMB or the Google Business page?
No, I answer the phone. So if I'm on, like, I'm definitely answering 9 to 5 Monday through Friday, but I also have my phone on me, like, at nights and weekends. So.
Okay.
I don't even know what our hours say on there. I think it's the typical 9 to 5.
Yeah, it says 8 to 5, Monday through Friday.
That's fine. Yeah, that's fine.
And then Saturday, Sunday closed.
Yeah, I mean, we are technically closed, but.
I could change it to, like, by appointment only, so that way they could call, but you're not really expected to work.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea.
Okay. By appointment only. Okay. So I got your business profile set up. I was happy I found that PIN verification on your GMB. It made it a lot easier for me. And then there's a client interview that we're going to have to do. Client interviews usually take about 30 to 45 minutes, but we ask for an hour window. What's a good time tomorrow where I can have a technician walk you through that?
Let's say 1 o'clock.
1 o'clock? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I'll schedule it between 1 and 2. I'm going to send you a calendar invitation to your email. And then I'll also send a text message like 1 hour prior. It's an automated message, but it's just to confirm the appointment and make sure it's still a good time for you.
Cool.
Okay, paste. All right, perfect. And it's, oh, just to verify, your first name's just J-A-D-E, right?
My first name's actually Mary. Jade is my middle name, but it's what I go by. So I don't know if you need to put my legal name in there.
Yeah, because we're going to send you the invoice receipt so that way you guys can write it off later.
Cool.
Yeah, I'll make sure everything matches up. Good one. Okay. Okay, so I got the business profile created. Client interviews confirmed for tomorrow between 1 and 2. And then let me just adjust all the billing on this. So this will be $299 for platinum, and I'm going to waive your setup fee. In terms of securing the first month's payment of the $299, how did you want to do that, Jade?
I'll put it on our company card.
Okay. Is it under your name, the business name, or both?
It's under Jade Goodwin. Yeah, both, actually.
Okay. Well, if the card says Jade Goodwin, I could just set the profile up under Jade Goodwin. You just want that part to match up. So I'll
both names are on my ID, so either or.
Yeah. Well, I'm the John, but if people call me Jonathan, I just, you know, it's usually only if my mother's really angry.
Right.
All right, so I got the, or my lady, one or the other, you know, and she starts saying that.
Like, same thing, right?
Yeah. I'm going to go for a drive. All right.
Yeah. That's great.
So I got the profile set up and the billing adjusted. In terms of securing the first month's payment of the $299, you said it was a Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or Amex?
A Visa.
Visa, okay. And is the billing address the same as the street address that you had PIN verified?
It is.
Okay. Do you want that address hidden?
Yes, please.
Okay. No worries. I'll hide it for you. Let me do that first. Okay. And then on the front of that card, there are 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you.
Cool. 4246.
4246.
3153.
3153.
3142.
3142.
9660.
9660. Okay, and expiration date, month and year?
0826.
08 of 26. And then there's a small 3-digit code on the back.
465.
465. Okay. And then I'm going to walk you through a brief voice verification. This is an added form of protection for you. This is going to outline the agreement, and I'm going to send this to you in writing. As I'm walking you through this, if there's anything I say that you don't understand or you don't agree with, just stop me, okay?
Okay, cool.
All right. So you're on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company and is an added form of protection for you as a business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
Roland Halling, LLC.
Thank you. And I'm sorry, it on the business name, it says, is it supposed to be Roll and Halling or Roland?
it's a double entendre. Roland is my dad's last name, who I started the company with. So Roland is one word because that's his last name. But it is supposed, like, we say Roll and Halling, but it's technically Roland Halling. It's one word.
Oh, okay. Okay. I just wanted to make sure because we had it listed as one word, and I'm like, is that a typo? Or, you know, I didn't know if
yeah.
it was. Okay. No problem. And then can you please state your name and title within the business?
Yep. Jade Goodwin, co-owner and manager.
Okay. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of Roland Halling LLC today?
Yes.
Okay. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you've provided?
Yes.
Okay. that says to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers?
Yes.
Okay. And hiring us as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any additional online marketing efforts while you're using our services?
Yes.
Okay. So we already know what you're doing now. It's just saying after today, if you add something, give us a heads up so you can make sure it's not conflicting or they're not duplicating anything. Don't want you paying for something you already have or anything like that.
Cool.
Okay, and then it says the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. We do ask you to give it 2 months, but again, you only pay 1 month at a time. The initial payment will be charged today. It is July 18th of 2022. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $299. However, that's going to be for the Platinum package. I've also waived all setup fees that are affiliated with your programming. When the term is completed, the agreement will automatically renew each month on the 18th day, but it'll remain in that discounted pricing structure of $299 for as long as you are with us. It states you may discontinue or cancel your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, we ask that you contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. And then it asks if you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms.
Yes.
Okay. So upon your initial payment confirmation, you're going to receive a welcome text message and a welcome email loaded with information about what to expect as a new Local Splash client. It'll also have the username and password for your account dashboard and tracking system, and it'll also contain a 6.5-minute YouTube video that'll show you how to use your account dashboard and tracking system. You will be assigned a dedicated account manager, which will be myself, and then I could also have Lulu chimed in on the account as well, so she'll be touching base with you every now and then. I'll try to tell her not to blow you up with phone calls.
Yeah.
But I'm gonna send you my direct number and extension. We basically just want to hold your hand through it until we got everything set up and we know that you're comfortable and understand how to use it successfully, and then we'll kind of back off and let you do your thing, okay?
Okay, cool. Sounds great.
All right, perfect. So we're all squared away on the initial setup process, so I want to officially welcome you aboard, say thank you for signing up with the Local Splash team. One thing I do want to keep in mind, obviously that client interview that we have scheduled for tomorrow between 1 and 2, and then the PIN verification, we're going to do a phone verification with you. So you're going to get a 3-way call basically tomorrow. They'll send you an invitation to your calendar about that because you're already PIN verified. So instead of remailing it out, we're just going to hop on the phone and then verify it over the phone.
Okay, cool. That's great.
Sorry, I know it's a lot of information. If you missed it, if you feel like you missed anything,
it's fine, yeah.
Okay, you're going to get everything in writing, though, here in just a second, and then I also sent over my direct number and extension, so if you have questions, comments, or concerns, just call in. We'll be here to walk you through it.
Okay, great.
All right, Jade, you enjoy that little one. You have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you soon, okay?
Yeah, thank you so much.
All right, absolutely. You're welcome.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.